Yeah, that's a great news story, Ryan, for Carindona Hospital. I mean, look, if we look back a number of years back, where HICWA were coming with different issues with Carindona Hospital, I think staff, in particular in Carindona Hospital, Fionnuala and all the staff in the hospital need great credit for where they've taken the hospital to. It's a great, you know, it's great for the hospital to get HICWA to give them such a good recommendation and to find that, you know, it's one of the best community hospitals, not just in Ligal but in the country. I think it's a great reflection on the work that's been done in Cairn, the work of the staff in Cairn, and the work of the general community, you know, helping out with Carindona Hospital. You know, Carindona Hospital has great potential. It has potential to be extended. There's plenty of room on the site in Carindona to extend that hospital. We really need extra beds. We need about 80 extra beds in Inishowen. Carindona is central. It's a central place in Inishowen. And I think that, you know, with what has happened in Cairn and how well the hospital is doing, how well the hospital is run, I think the HSE really need to look at extending Cairn Hospital now and putting on some extra beds so that people, particularly older people, have the availability to stay within their own community.
And the need for extra beds, is there much of a waiting list currently for people wanting to get into Carindona Community Hospital?
Yeah, there's a massive waiting list, Ryan, to get into Carindona Hospital. You know, there's big issues every day with patients, you know, in Letterkenny Hospital, for instance, that needs to get out of Letterkenny Hospital but not able to come home. You know, and those short-term beds in the hospital are all taken up. The long-stay beds in the hospital are all taken up. There's people waiting years to try and get into Cairn Hospital, particularly for long-term beds, where they're being sent to nursing homes, you know, all over the county, because there's no beds for them here in Inishowen. So the need is there. I think the HSE know that the need is there. It's been well documented that the need is there. And I think it's time now that, particularly with how well Carindona Hospitals are doing, that the HSE move to extending the hospital, getting extra beds, and allowing people, particularly here in Inishowen, to stay in Inishowen, stay close to their families, stay close to their friends. I think that's something that we really need to push now, and we need to try and make sure that happens. But I think it's a good day for Cairn Hospital, and it's a good day for the staff that run the hospital.
And I suppose that pressure is compounded as well when you look across your own district, with Buncrana Community Hospital currently facing its situation. There's more of a need within Inishowen.
Yeah, well, look, you know, there's Buncrana has been closed for the last couple of years, which means that Carindona Hospital is taking the slack for that at the minute. But, you know, even Buncrana open tomorrow morning, you know, it's not going to alleviate the problem that we have here in Inishowen, particularly with beds and with respite. You know, respite is the other big thing that we need beds for. You know, people need that wick away when they're looking after someone 24/7. They need that wick every 6 or 8 weeks for their own mental health and their own health, you know, to be able to just get away for a wick and not have to be on call 24/7. So there's a lot of work to be done, but I feel that, you know, it's the perfect site, it's the perfect location, and I think the HSE really need to move now and put some extra rooms. As I say, Inishowen probably needs up to 80 beds in Carindona to facilitate what we need now and what we need in the next 5 years.